right. Welcome to Stantanova Presents on ADD Radio, streaming live and local music from Portland, Oregon. You can check out addradio1.blogspot.com or stantanova.com if you're so inclined to find out more information about music in Portland. How are you doing tonight, Justin?
I've never been better or more caffeinated at 10 p.m.
You stocked up on those monsters there on the way over here.
It was a 2-for-3 deal. Oh, it's absurd.
That's how they get you.
Well, that's how they get me.
You go in for one. You go in for one, and then there's a deal, and it's not really that much better than if you just bought one, but it tells you, Safeway, they just tell you to buy three, and it'll be this price, so you're like, of course.
Well, I mean, the economics of Monster work as such, generally, like 2-for-4 is pretty good. That's like the Flying J.
That is pretty good.
I'm throwing you a bone because you've been on the road for 12 hours situation,
yeah,
but...
They know their market.
Mm-hmm. And 2-for-3 is just like, what happened?
Do you want to tell us about the last song?
We just heard a song by a rather new Portland band called Bike Thief. And that song was called Ghost of Providence, Part 1, off of the self-titled EP, Ghost of Providence.
Mm-hmm. And that album was just released December 2nd. So it's fairly fresh off of the digital presses.
This is your first listen. This is the part where if we were on MTV, we'd have some like crazy video special effects, and it'd be like, first look at Bike Thief.
And they're looking for people to review their album. They're on top of a lot of that stuff. They're looking to get it out there, and it actually is a really good EP. I enjoy it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be playing one more track from them later on in the show. And they're a band that does have a band camp.
Oh.
They very specifically do have a band camp.
Yeah, they have a
band
camp.
Which is interesting. I'm going to reiterate this right now again, because Bike Thief was one that I saw them online. I kind of went, oh, okay, it's a free download. I downloaded it. It sat there for a little bit. And then it was just, I just had it on for whatever reason. I'm like, these guys are really good. Like it took me like having to download it and have it. And then I was able to listen to it.
Yes.
Yeah, if you're a new band and starting out, don't charge people for your music. I know that sounds counterintuitive.
From a real live music consumer, I'm telling you that I will listen to it if it's free.
Yeah.
Because that's all I've got. There's no EBT for music on the internet.
Yeah.
So
you might be onto something there.
No, actually, that'd be cool. Yeah, artist grants. Let's move to Sweden.
Or Canada, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get into that right
okay.
now. Bike Thief has a few upcoming shows. Not until February 8th, they're at Stantanova, and February 20th, they're going to be at White Eagle. So we'll let you guys know about those shows as they're coming up. But they're definitely going to be playing around town more. Bikethief.bandcamp.com. That's where you can find them. Do you have anything more to say about that?
No, but we're going to play some more rad music to be consumed by your ears and your face.
These guys are rad. This is Jolliffe.
Yes.
Yeah, let's listen to it.
A crow spotted me perched up on a wire. He said, I'm on the cover of every holy book. Come down from there. Together we discovered peace, and the inside of my jacket is layered in feathers. Mm-hmm. proud of him. One, two, one, two, three, four. Out, ember into ash. Once I'm torn apart, my broken heart will forget you ever left town. I'm waiting for the nuclear war. I'm just counting down. I'm waiting for the nuclear war. I'm just counting down. Once I'm torn apart, my heart will forget you ever left town. I'm waiting for the nuclear war. I'm just counting down.
Welcome back to Stantonova Presents on ADD Radio, streaming live and local music from Portland, Oregon. Check out stantonova.com if you're so inclined to learn things about
music. To be awesome.
Yeah. Why else? Why else? Why would you not go to what I'm telling you to or do? Not telling you to do. I'm just suggesting it.
Especially if you're so inclined.
Yeah.
There's no reason to do it.
If you're inclined.
If you're inclined.
Yeah. What did we just listen to there, Justin?
We just listened to the song, let me get on the mic, by Gresham Transit Center. The song is called Good Night, and the EP it's from is called Everyone's Fancy.
Gresham Transit Center, which is a place as well as a band.
It is a place as well.
Which is kind of the theme of tonight that we found of this music.
We're seeing a lot of that. We're seeing a lot of place names.
Yeah, band names that are also places in and around the Portland area.
It's super appropriate because tonight was sort of structured around exploring the fantastic folksier side of the Portland music scene. And I'm finding that most of these bands are named after geographical locations in the area, suggesting a few things. One, they're from Portland and, you know, local pride, Portland, granola, Whole Foods, whatever. And two, they're a folky band that's like down home and not afraid to be a little regional. And
and most of the bands are very hard to find, difficult to find online.
Oh,
online,
yeah.
Online presence, not so much. They got that the grungy gutter punk type of thing going on.
Yeah.
Cool to not be found.
You know, it would be cool if the actual location came up before our Facebook on a Google search.
Yeah, right.
Page two, Google searches.
No, nobody ever goes to the second page of Google searches.
Lost in Oblivion, or like that, like the room of lost things from Halloween Town or something.
It's all the other 149,000. It's all of the other search results are just lost.
Yeah, right.
Into the oblivion. It's like House of Leaves.
Yeah, your reference was way more erudite than mine was. Disney Channel original movies can't stack up against actual real life books.
Mark Danielowski. It's a crazy book. I don't know if you've ever read it.
I've never read it, but it's been recommended to me a bunch of times.
People say it'll make you insane. It's pretty crazy. Read half of it.
Did you go half insane?
Half insane. That explains a lot.
It does. Your shirt.
Before that was Mornin'. Mornin' Old Sport. That was a point of conversation when they showed up, because they played our spot. They played Stantonova. And Mornin' Old Sport is what we call them. And they said, hey, we're Mornin' Old Sport, which is how you say the name of their band.
I didn't realize. I didn't realize where the comma was.
So there was then a successive, like, 36 hours, especially the next morning, because they crashed, that of Mornin' Old Sport jokes.
And they were sports about it. They laughed like it was the first time they'd ever heard it.
Exactly. All of the entire tour.
Good for them.
Yeah, that album was called, well, that the song is called When the Bomb, and the album's called Your Grandparents Will Jam to These Tracks. And they're out of Oakland, California right now. They formed at Berklee College of Music over in Boston. And their newest album, Lester Price provided them. Lester Price apparently was the guitarist. He's a guitarist for the Shirelles and the Supremes and the Coasters and Modern Lovers, all these old 50s pop bands.
Well, Modern Lovers is Jonathan Richman, like the 70s. This guy was around for a while.
Yeah, spanning several decades. And he lent them a whole bunch of vintage gear to record their new album with.
Really?
Yeah, which is really cool. And then his son, Jeff Price, helped them engineer the record and everything. But yeah, their newest album, which I believe is self-titled, is out. That's the one that they were touring on over this last summer.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Before that, you want
to... Oh, yeah. Before that, we the aforementioned Jolliffe, we heard their tune, Father, from the Everyone You Know EP. And if you liked that tune, you can find that one and others on jolliffe.bandcamp.com.
That's jolliff.bandcamp.com, which is the name of their band comes from a, I don't know if you knew this, from the name of a professor at their you know, they're a Christian band from George Fox. Well, I say they're a Christian band because George Fox is a Christian university or Lutheran or whatever. But yeah, they had a professor named Jolliffe, And so they, which apparently they enjoyed his.
Is he Professor Jolliffe or is he just Jolliffe? Is he one named like Carrot Top?
It's a good question. I don't know. I've never met the guy.
You got to ask. Okay. The first person to Facebook message Jolliffe and ask if their professor is Professor Jolliffe or just Jolliffe, like Carrot Top, gets a cookie.
Even better, you get a cookie, and I have these stickers from Beck, like the inner lining of a Beck album.
Oh, Aguero, the information. Stickers. No, the information.
The information. Yeah. It's like a whole big page of them. I'll give those to you.
You get the liner notes from the information and a cookie.
And Jolliffe the band is writing new material in December. They're taking December off and hibernating a little bit, and they're going to come back in January with some new stuff. And Lucas Tomlinson, the lead singer, the front man, also has some solo stuff. I know he's been performing around town, around Portland a little bit. So yeah, check him out if you're so inclined to.
If you're so inclined to. Man, good one. Preposition. So we're going to continue with a little bit more music.
Yep.
I believe so. We're going to hear a song called Coyote Run from Gardener's Logic.
Coyote Run.
Coyote Run. Oh. What did I say?
Coyote.
Ooh.
You had a little southern.
I had a little.
got a little southern twang.
Coyote Run. So this band is called Gardener's Logic, and here's the tune. Stand Over Presents on ADD Radio.
I see the road, but I can't go back. Nothing seems as good as that. I've lived in love, but I must move on. I turn away as there's nothing wrong. I'm a jokester, a jester at heart. Thank you.
said it's weird. I feel like I don't know you anymore. You haven't been home in 6 months, you're barely calling. Maybe it's a strange phase, maybe it's commitment you don't have. The same reasons you're at community college. Oh, I haven't been this scary since February last year. Ah, there were rainbows in the offshore winds and playgrounds in the way. We said, what do we deserve? This passing a joint down PCH. And oh, my brain is like a soggy piece of bread in my jaded pair of lungs. They think we're dying of old age. I count it all our blessings like train robbers after the steal. Though it only left us guessing, how long can we milk this deal?
Welcome back to Stantonova Presents on ADD Radio, streaming live and local music from Portland, Oregon.
We just heard a song from a band called Old Age, and the song was Doxology off of their record Ancestors. Mm-hmm. And before that, we heard Community College by Walter Mitty and his makeshift orchestra. And what record is it off of?
Overwhelmed and Underdressed.
Nice.
Which is often how I feel.
Many of us, I'm sure, can relate. And starting off that set of live and local music from Portland, Oregon, was Gardner's Logic with Coyote Run.
Which is not live or local. They're actually from Huntington Beach, California.
Oh, the irony.
The first band, we always have a few bands that we play that aren't actually from here.
Mm-hmm.
But they got in contact with me recently, and they're wanting to come up here and tour the Northwest. So perhaps they will be in the area very soon.
If you're so inclined.
If you're so inclined to see them, we will let you know about that.
And we'll give you a cookie.
And they put out a promotional video for like a show.
Mm-hmm.
Like they made a minute and a half YouTube video.
Just for one show.
Just for one show. It was like on a Monday night or something in somewhere in California. I don't know, like big black hole to me. Don't know. Never been to Southern California. I'm ignorant.
I'm imagining like a cut in of like one frame with a big question mark on it.
Yeah, that's so, how I view it. That's how I view Southern California.
The sound of crickets.
But this video was one of the main guys, and he's standing in front of a green screen and talking about everything that's going to be at the show. Mm-hmm. And just he just like is going on and on and on about all these random things, and there's all this stuff in the back. I don't know, there's also little people on his show.
Oh.
Like they just had a ball with this green screen they played around with, and it was really entertaining, and I tried to rip the audio from it so that we could play it because it's really funny.
Mm-hmm.
But YouTube has some license thing that wouldn't allow me to do that.
They're smart about the audio hijack now.
Uh-huh.
They know what's happening.
Yeah. They're savvy to that.
They figured it out. Spotify figured it out.
People were going on to YouTube and
ripping tunes.
Yeah. The quality is pretty decreased from that, though, isn't it? Like, you can tell when a song's ripped from YouTube.
Sure. Especially if you're using the free version of that,
right,
of the software.
But you can get pretty good quality ones off of there, or you could.
Yeah, yeah. Especially, you know, like good enough if you're using it as a learning tool or trying to play or not trying to make any money off of it or anything like that.
Yeah, right, right.
So
which is yeah, I don't know. I would have preferred to play that audio, but I was not allowed to by YouTube.
So the man shut you down.
The man.
Or the woman, unclear.
We are living in a progressive society here.
Yeah, of a bunch of people who want to oppress our love for music.
I'd like to say that I'm a feminist. I'm an equal opportunity everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just the man that's getting us down these days.
Yeah,
the woman gets us down too.
Yeah,
both equally the man and the woman.
The authority figures
is not only man. The Walter Mitty, I want to reiterate that Walter Mitty and his makeshift orchestra provides all of their music for free. And they have a pretty established fan base in Portland. They play, they're known, and, you know, they play with the taxpayers, and they're kind of in that circle.
Mm-hmm.
And all of their music is provided for free. They're at that point where they could put a band camp up and maybe have, you know, a couple dollars, like, okay, we have a fan base, we can do a Kickstarter, we can do this, people know us, they really pay money, but they go out of their way to provide their music for free.
Yes.
Which is really cool.
Yeah.
Which is partially why you hear them tonight.
On the radio, like a famous person.
We can all dream. And old age, that last one that we heard, I thought it was interesting, before they were called Old Age, their name was Meriwether Lewis and William Clark. And both of those names, Old Age and Meriwether Lewis and William Clark, are equally as difficult to search for on Google.
Mm-hmm.
Or anywhere.
if you're still using Yahoo, good luck.
Ask Jeeves.
Who is Meriwether Lewis and William Clark?
It's not going to give you this band if you type that in.
Oh, boy. Meriwether. What a name. yeah, that's unfortunate. I would love to I'd love to Google that band.
Well, you can Google old age band Portland. Mm. Those are some keywords.
If you are so inclined.
If you're so inclined.
To ask Jeeves about the band Old Age.
I want to say their Bandcamp is oldage.bandcamp.com. It's probably a good thing to assume. But I don't know that for sure. Mm-hmm. So don't quote me on that.
Yeah, that, okay. I won't.
But go look them up. They're a good band. Let's listen to some Fano Creek.
Yeah, we're going to continue on with the track from Fano Creek. And you are listening to Stand Nova Presents on ADD Radio. Here's some jams. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. faces, marble eyes, spades for ears, Beulah. Here we are at the Aphelion Zeamus Latke. It is said of yonder shore, deserving dead will sleep no more, but led instead by faith in lore to rest their heads in divine rapport. O Beulah, later on time will stay slow for me, but you'll be an old lady, Beulah. Nebula, when I turn 40, by then but a ghost you'll be, Beulah. So it is, my friends, life adjusts or it ends, and so it ends, and so it ends. Beulah, Nebula, on my heels is marble eyes, spades for ears, Beulah. Here we are at the Aphelion Zeamus Vatki, Beulah.
Took could swim in a nameless stream with a band of gamblers green. Dried and drove and in between, dozing in the sun, began to dream. We wake as we sleep.
Welcome back to Stantonova Presents on ADD Radio, streaming live and local music from Portland, Oregon.
That song was Flathead Lake by The Future Historians. And the record's called If You Slip Into the Fog. It's great. I had a hard time with this song. It's a great song. The issue was I ran into some problems with my reading ability. I thought the name of the band was Flathead Lake, mm-hmm. and that the song was Future Historians. And while I was Googling the band, kind of getting prepared for the show, as I do usually 20 minutes before the show starts.
Don't admit that.
most of the songs I've heard before.
The magic is gone.
No, come on. Well, for all 10 of you out there, the magic is gone, and we're sorry.
Please, we do that.
Yeah.
Better than our first show.
So I had a problem because I looked for Flathead Lake Bandcamp, as I would normally do, and as we've reiterated on the show very much, is the first thing that everybody does as a music consumer, and
or should do,
and most likely does do. But the problem is there's actually a band camp for children in a town called Flathead Lake, and that's all I could find. And I thought it was I thought that was actually really clever. Name your band after a place where there's actually a band camp for flutes and whatnot.
Yeah. That's confusing for specific people like us.
Yes. Yeah. For the
who make that mistake.
Basically just the two of us.
Yeah.
But the band's called Future Historians. And so I'm just clearing that up for all of you out there.
Not Flathead Lake band camp. Future Historians Bandcamp with the Flathead Lake, the song on the Bandcamp.
Yes.
Not Flathead Lake Bandcamp in the place where people go to play music.
Yeah,
over just, the summer.
It's like a Bad Company situation all over again.
Before that was Camille Coldine, the song Nebula off of, is that a self-titled EP?
It's just called EP.
The name of the EP is EP?
EP, and well, P is lowercase, which confuses me too.
Well, we received this. I actually found this album on the floor of a house party mm-hmm. we were at and put it in my pocket, which is apparently she met you at the party.
I actually met you, Camille.
Gave you the album. It ended up on the ground, and then in
I'm
my
not
pocket.
Saying that.
That's probably what happened.
There might be two copies at our house.
But it was just a burned CD with her scrawled writing on it. And mm-hmm. I have been unsuccessful in finding her. Apparently she was playing at Saturday Market mm-hmm. and she's playing around and hanging in Portland. I don't know if she's from Portland or was just passing through.
Unclear. Her only internet internet presence is a video on YouTube of her playing at a deli in Olympia, Washington.
By some super fan of hers, right?
Yeah, the caption is like, the dizzying technicality of Camille's accordion and singing is just...
Is it all in caps?
In her heady take, it should be. that would be like, and her heady take on mythological topics. But it's not.
That's why her heady take on mythological... Yeah, she does have mythological topics on her songs.
At least one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And before that?
Before that, we heard Fano Creek with I Can't Get There.
Just Can't Get There. Or is it I Can't Get There?
I don't know.
Whoops. Sorry. It's get there.
It's there.
It's there.
From what record is that from?
Greenhouses.
Greenhouses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they play with Animal Eyes a lot, right?
They sure do. Which is another band that I like a lot.
Yeah.
And that we might hear later on the program.
We might hear very soon later on.
Ooh.
What did you find out about their song Work Hunting?
Work Hunting. Yeah,
this is the theme of your life right now.
It kind of is. There's a great video of them from Banana Stand on the interwebs playing a song about how they hate their job, and it's called Work, and it's very cute and entertaining, and you should feel inclined to go check that out if you feel so inclined on YouTube. And that also brings me to another topic of my life right now, is that I am also work hunting, but in a different way, and that I'm hunting for work.
Work to begin with. You need that crappy job.
I need to
be able to lament having it.
I just want to live the bohemian life of having an unfortunate job to support my artistic endeavors, which at this point pretty much solely include of being half funny on the radio.
You can only give so much plasma too.
Oh yeah, well, that's a legit job actually. That's not true. It regenerates after a day.
Oh, perfect.
You can go twice a week.
Oh man.
I'm looking for work, folks.
Hire this man.
Yeah, if you're so inclined, and if you find the first person to find me a job and post it on the ADD Radio Facebook page,
that's who we'll actually give the Beck stickers to.
Yeah, we will give you the liner notes of
the information
Mutations by Beck.
Oh, yeah,
which I have.
Oh, you have that one,
and which includes some great modern art. And
Beck always goes all out with his.
Yeah, the Mutations one is pretty good and a little bit more grotesque than he usually gets. Mm-hmm. So,
worthy of a job.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely, or three. So we're gonna continue.
Yeah, let's do that
with a little bit more music. What are we gonna listen to, Ryan?
We're gonna listen to Animal Eyes, that band we were just talking about.
Excellent.
All right.
Is that going to be it for us?
Oh, yeah. We're going to listen to Animal Eyes, and then we'll end with with another Bike Thief song. And then we'll be out of here. That's it.
Oh, we are. And before we do that, we should...
Oh, do we need to do the hour, the top
dun,
of the hour?
Dun, dun, dun. Right. It's that time of the hour.
Bing! Do you know where your children are? It's 11 p.m.
And you're listening to KMHD2.org. .org. A music revolution.
Yeah. Stand FCC. Over. That's. I hope you're satisfied.
Enjoy that.
Yeah. quite bitter. Discomfort coming in fast. I'll be wishing it was simple, like an old man caught in the past. I'll be wishing I was with you, like an old man caught in the past. Wonder forever child.
All the kids on the block.